What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Apple unveiled its latest iPhones and Apple Watch on Wednesday. Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle has more on Apple's product showcase and the company's future plans.
Two things: big screens on iPhones, big screens on the Apple Watch, and then a more formal push into health with the Apple Watch.
We'll have the details, but first, here are some top stories. Authorities have ordered at least 1.5 million people to evacuate the coasts of the Carolinas and Virginia ahead of Hurricane Florence's arrival. North Carolina resident Angela Keegan isn't in a mandatory evacuation zone, but the decision of whether to stay or leave on Wednesday was still a tough one for her to make.
I have broke down crying probably 3 or 4 times because I'm honestly nervous. The only safe bet would maybe be like going west or something to Tennessee, but we just are going to try to stick it out.
Forecasters say winds from the storm will begin hitting the southeastern United States on Friday. For the latest on the path of the storm, visit WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book shows businesses are concerned about trade tensions and the rising costs they may cause. But the survey of the Fed's 12 districts show businesses remain optimistic about the nation's economic outlook. The report suggested the economy grew at a moderate pace at the end of the summer. Discovery Communications is teaming up with Hulu and Sling TV in an effort to reach cord cutters. The deal adds more Discovery channels, including TLC and Animal Planet, to Hulu's live web TV service. That leaves YouTube as the only virtual pay TV service Discovery isn't on. The company's chief executive says they're working on it. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday, Peloton, the maker of at-home fitness bikes, says Flywheel Sports violated its patents and stole its technology. Peloton sells bikes and subscriptions to its live and streaming classes. The company, which is considering an IPO as early as next year, recently raised $550 million. Still to come, more on Apple's product showcase. Apple's unveiled its latest tech gear, including new iPhones with larger displays and Apple Watches with new fitness features. Joining us now via Skype from the Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino with more on Apple's product showcase and its business strategy is Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle. Trip, let's start with a recap of the new technology, which is what we've come to expect from these showcases. 3 new iPhones were unveiled, including the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. Here's a bit more on that one.
It's a 6.1-inch liquid retina display, an LCD display, the most advanced ever in the industry. It is our latest 7-nanometer A12 Bionic chip with its faster CPU and GPU and that breakthrough neural engine and helping deliver even longer battery life.
So a lot of tech details there, Trip, but break this down for us. What makes the latest iPhone model stand out?
Big screens. You could argue that Apple took a page from McDonald's and pursued a supersize strategy, and they supersized the screens on 2 of the 3 iPhones that they launched. The third is an update to last year's iPhone 10, features the same large screen that they touted a year ago. But the others are 6.5-inch and 6.1-inch screen, making them the largest screens that Apple's ever delivered.
Now let's move on to the Apple Watch. That was another big applause point during Wednesday's showcase. It's also keeping with the company's efforts to make this a personal fitness device.
We've added electrodes into the back sapphire crystal and the digital crown, allowing you to take an electrocardiogram.
So, Trip, we heard a lot of cheers there. Was this a surprise to the audience, and is it a signal that Apple is moving more into the health sector?
It's not that this was necessarily a surprise to the audience so much as this is something that for a lot of the people from Apple in the audience who you hear that applause from, this is something they're proud of. Apple has signaled that it wants to go into the health industry in the past, but this is really the first formal step, arguably, that it's taking in that direction because they secured FDA clearance for this ECG element on the Apple Watch. And it's the first time that they've gotten an FDA clearance for the Apple Watch. Even though they've kind of highlighted some of its fitness features in the past, they've never really pursued and marketed it as a health device.
So now let's talk about pricing. Apple has been struggling to get customers to buy new iPhones, in part because more are holding on to their older models. And these new models are still pretty expensive.
Right. This is good news for Wall Street, maybe bad news for you if you're out there in the market looking at a new iPhone and trying to decide if you want to buy one. They are pricier. The iPhone XR is going to be $749. That's right between the price of the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus last year. And then the iPhone XS is going to be $999, as last year's iPhone X was. And the XS Max is going to be $1099, and that's a new high price point for a flagship iPhone. All of that should add up to higher average selling prices on the iPhone again next year, which we've already seen over this past year with the $1,000 iPhone X has been really good for Apple's business.
Trip, we know Apple has been increasingly shifting attention to its services business. We didn't hear much on that front, but moving beyond the tech advancements, were there any other surprises in this year's showcase?
Apple didn't drop its famed One More Thing line this year. We didn't get that additional surprise product. But when you think back to what you and I have talked about, we've talked about these bigger screens. And one of the things that it's important to keep in mind about these big screens, and this isn't a giant revelation, but the bigger the screen, the more time we tend to spend on it. And in doing so, we're twice as likely to buy more apps. And when we do that, some of that money flows to Apple. So these bigger screens are not just going to help Apple sell more iPhones. It's also going to potentially help Apple sell more apps. And all in, that equals more revenue for Apple and potentially another big fiscal year for it.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle joining us via Skype from Cupertino with the latest on Apple. Thanks so much, Trip.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.